When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Blowing through Friday. That's a good thing. Let's get the heck moving then. We got the Brady Report. All the news that only Brady knows is called the Brady Report, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Hooters, and it's Friday. Spring training is sort of back. Did you notice that, Brad?
Yeah, and tickets are, since it's limited, tickets are going crazy.
I know. Like, did you see the secondary market for spring training tickets are more than what you'll pay
going
for
to
like
the
front row
park.
To an actual game?
That's great, because in the sixth inning when number 97 comes yeah. in.
When the
like,
other
great.
Number 97 yeah. comes in. Other number 97, Gutierrez Guillermo.
We know you've never heard of him.
Also known as organizational depth. Anyway, spring training's back. It's still fun. It does stink that 2 years in a row it's been kind of gone. I enjoy, to be honest, as a huge baseball fan, I think I like spring training more than I like the season now.
Really?
It's again.
Is that because your team's in a rebuild?
No. I think it's because baseball has become so – I hate to say this, but you have to – as a fan, I don't want to apologize for something. I think that they've made mistakes. It's become boring. It's a boring game to begin with. And they took away the only fun that used to be, which were irreverent, unpredictable announcers. And then they've just replaced them with Korean math equations that you can't follow.
That's why some people boring. Like the AAA, like the other, you know.
They play games. They goof. And you go to the ballpark here, you go to this warehouse downtown, and I still love baseball. I just like the game. But between each inning, I don't want to see the – Southwest Airlines party pack and the peanut throw and the kiss cam and the, you know, Fulton Homes this and the blah, blah, blah. Everything feels like I'm being sold rather than just having a good time. And AAA stuff, they'll do, like, I went to that Albuquerque Dukes game, or they're the Isotopes now, a couple years ago. You know, like, this is what baseball's supposed to be. They had, like, this field of fun kid stuff. They had a park out in the outfield, this Ferris wheel's going and all this weird stuff. The baseball game is there, but they're not in between each inning selling you garbage. And it's like spring training is kind of that fun thing, too, where you're actually there to watch baseball and play along, have fun. The weather's perfect. I don't know. I just don't like math that much, and baseball's become too much math. So I look forward to spring training more than I do the season.
You know, plus, that makes you feel better because you're paying, you know, season ticket prices.
Well, that's when I started to change on spring training a couple of years ago when the Cubs played the White Sox, and there was $85 tickets to a spring training game.
In the lawn.
Yeah, and I'm like, wow.
Out of your mind.
This is nuts. The most I ever paid for lawn seats was $35, and it was in 1994 because we bought them outside of Hohokam and the Cubs were playing, and it was the 84 team. It was 94. What am I thinking? Oh, they had a – it was coming back from the strike. It was whatever season the next season was. They had a spring cancellation. It was the first time you had a chance to see baseball again. $30 outside. We had so many ridiculous things. My mom used to take me out of school for spring training games. It's great.
When do the games start? What's the date?
I don't know.
I think Monday they start.
Yeah. I think Monday. Something this weekend. They have like a, but then all of them.
One or two, but yeah, I think Monday starts the.
But it's back. You can go to Hooters after the game for a Mick Ultra. And bring the same day ticket, $10 off a $25 purchase. So there you go. That's another good thing.
Yeah.
Hooters will give you $10 off a $25 purchase. All you got to do is bring your ticket in. I'm lamenting my love of baseball dying. I told myself that for a long time. And deep down, I'm watching games. Like, you know when it died? You know when it officially died? When Vin Scully left.
Oh, I thought you were going to say when Len Casper came
over. Oh, God, no. When Len Casper came over, the tip of the... That was just like getting banged in prison, listening to Len Casper do baseball games for your favorite team. Just the tip was just grinding in, and he had a sandpaper rubber on, and it was just awful. Trying to love my team as they go to a World Series, and I got to listen to this guy the entire. I watched all the road games. If Cubs played the Reds, I watched that Well, I used to watch Tom Brenneman. If they played the Pirates, I'd listen to the Pirates. But I never watched Casper. Couldn't take it.
I know. We got him on the radio side now. Luckily, I don't listen to the radio side.
Congratulations. You can be bored in the radio there. It's like listening to KDKB.
Now, they say after this year, their hands are going to be full next year because of the bargaining agreement.
Well, they're going to strike after this one. Yeah, it's going to be worse. Yeah, baseball's in trouble.
They have to with those salary prices.
I want to be a realist. I don't want to say my games passed me by. Like a lot of people say, I don't watch the NBA anymore because no. The NBA made all the right moves to be a better business. Baseball's gone the opposite way.
On the business side, it has.
Yeah, spring is still awesome.
And football's doing the same thing with the slime and all that kind of stuff with the Nickelodeon games.
But they have to. That's a smart move.
For them, yeah.
You're getting the next generation. Baseball never did that.
But me being the older guy, I don't want to see that.
I don't either. Yeah. But they don't care about you.
Right.
But you'll have options.
No, I understand that.
You'll have options away from that.
Oh, yeah.
Baseball has
That's a tough one. They're saying so long, man. You had a good run.
Pretty much. They're saying
that's
10 more years with you.
Brett and I were talking about you. You and I talked about it. But the NBA product is a little bit –
they're not aimed at you.
Beyond us.
Yeah. It's not aimed at you.
Yeah.
And that's hard. Like, oh.
But it's like fashion. Yeah. At a certain point, you're 55, 60 years old. I'm 48. You don't want to dress like a 21-year-old. You look funny.
Now I got a shot because evidently in hip-hop, the parachute pants are back. So
right. Some of your stuff's coming back, but you'll still look like a fool in skinny jeans if you wander around trying to look like the youth. You look like a weirdo. And baseball and basketball.
Jump the shark.
They all have to go and say, we need this new generation. We've got Brett and John locked in for baseball. Even though I'm on my way out, I'm still going to pay attention to it. Because it's just my habit. But when I'm done with it, they won't need me anyway. They'll be talking. NBA was genius. They're like, this is our market now. You were great to us. Now you're in your late 40s and early 50s, and people say, the game's changed. It has. It doesn't want you anymore. 10 years from now,
your
you're going to quit.
Company's still going to buy tickets.
Right. But, my passion for basketball went away. My glory days of basketball, when I see clips of Karl Malone and Jordan and Barkley and Ewing and all the – and I know all the players from all the teams, and now I watch, and it's still a fun game, but I'm not following it. It's not aimed at me. And it shouldn't be. It's target audiences. They want a certain demographic. I'm not in it. I'm old and I'm worthless, Brady. But baseball, I don't know what the hell it is. Baseball's sitting there targeting old people and young people with math. Like their big answer was, you know what young people love? Equations.
That's why baseball so big in the Asian market.
The best, you know what baseball is? Bert with the home run. It's true. The Asians brought that over. And like, look at, they're killing it with 18-year-old Asians. We should bring that over to the States. Japan is filling stadiums.
There you go, Tanaka.
With math. Tanaka. Math equation, whip rate, acceleration, velo. I don't want to know that. I want my announcer to be drunk by the sixth inning. I want them hammering Spanish and Japanese names and laughing about it and telling stories about how players used to hose people in hotel rooms and almost get caught by other people and have to run around from angry husbands with knives and things.
In between innings now, there's going to be a B.
A spelling bee or a math bee. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Well, that's if the Indians ever get – if the cricket ever crosses over and we get all those Indians, we can't even have them in the league anymore. Can't even say that word. They can't play for Cleveland. The Cleveland football team or whatever they call them now. It's crazy. But anyway, thanks, Hooter. Baseball's back. Great for Hooters. Baseball's got me kind of – I'm on the fence. Brady, report it.
Good Friday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. We've made it.
Hi.
Happy National Pistachio Day.
All right.
Got a couple of baseless fun facts. Only 5% of the calls routed to fire departments in the U.S. are for actual fires. Most of them are medical emergencies.
Car wreck stuff, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Your rectum has similar cells to your mouth.
Prove it.
Which is why spicy foods can burn on the way out as much as they do when you're bringing them down.
So what you're saying...
So that's why Javier's gets to you guys.
Javier's doesn't go, no.
No?
There's no burning on the way out of Javier's. Oh. So Brady...
Spice in, spice out.
Maybe... You can double your intake. Maybe it tastes, too. Have you ever tried that?
I'm going to get with some doctors.
Try a little lasagna and go in the other way.
Let's go, Brady. Come on.
If it's got feelings going out with the flavor, it's going to have them going in.
You won't let a doctor in
double
there with
taste.
A finger, but we've got another way.
I bet you if he was covered in KY lasagna, you'd let him in there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What if you found out it could taste? Would you use it? You'd be on the side of the road buying Russian beef jerky.
Nom, nom,
yeah.
Nom.
Oh, yeah. All right, butthole. We'll get you some. Hang on.
Why don't you put the elk right here, Chief?
I was going to bend over and you put that in here. Pipe Treat me down. Like a whore. Chinese food whore.
Pipe down, butthole.
Finger prison.
Burning food.
All right, butthole. I'll pull over.
That's disturbing. Your mouth and your butthole are very similar. I tell that to Megan all the time.
She buying that one?
Yeah, still, though, the teeth thing. There's one drastic difference, which makes one so special. It's the light on the hill.
There are only two companies with a perfect AAA credit rating.
Somebody just said, does COVID deaden your butthole? Like, you can't taste or feel the Mexican food as it shoots out. Like, you could eat Indian food and it fire out. I wonder if it does that, too.
I think it does.
Good one, Falls. I don't know.
You can't are you smell, recalling right
taste,
now?
Yeah, or feel spicy foods coming out.
I know I couldn't smell it for a while.
Did you eat just loads of chili?
No, you could eat whatever.
That's what I'm saying.
Whatever, yeah.
Hot, I mean, there was nothing. Everything. But when it came out, you didn't feel that. So it deadened your butthole, too. Doctors have never told us this. Thank you, Anthony Fauci.
It also deadens your butthole. So if you're not feeling any of the spicy junk come out, then you know you got that, too.
So there are only two companies with a perfect AAA credit rating, Johnson & Johnson and Microsoft.
Hmm.
Roombas recently got a software update. It's causing problems for some models and making them act like they're drunk. The Roombas spin around randomly, bump into furniture, move in strange patterns, get stuck in empty areas.
Settle down, Roomba. You're drunk.
Sounds like a Friday night. What's the problem?
There's nothing wrong with that.
According to the company that makes Roombas, could take several weeks before they can fix the software and sober up the Roombas. Not sure if you saw this yesterday, but Hasbro had a big announcement.
The glowworms with fentanyl?
Mr.
Nope.
Potato Head.
You're going to like this.
Oh, no. Is it gender fluid potatoes? Mm. Oh, for
kind of. Gender neutral.
Sake, everybody, come on!
They're just dropping the
Mr. and Mrs.
No, you can still buy the Mr. and Mrs., but it's no longer called Mr. Potato Head. It's Potato Head. And then if you want to get the Mr. Potato Head, you can.
Really? Because
the company originally
chunk of plastic has social meaning to gender now. Kids,
which you're switching out like crazy to begin with.
But you're saying that it's detrimental to a child that may not identify with its own gender that the potato is so secure?
Yep.
Your kid's bananas. Then there is validity to the idea that it is a mental disorder. That you're making the case for the opposition when you say, well, the potato was so secure in its gender that made my son feel bad. Well, you're making the case then that your kid has mental disorder, which you're trying to fight against. You're trying to fight the whole thing saying, well, if you don't know your gender, you're not mentally disturbed. There's nothing mentally wrong with you the way we've treated it. It is a legitimate thing. No, you're not. If the potato changed it, then it is a mental disorder. If your kid flipped out because Mr. Potato Head is so, like, he's so positive, he's a man. And I can't have the same kind of security in my life in the potato. Your kid is a potato.
There are now 71 different types of potatoes you can order.
Too many.
Are there pan-gender potatoes?
Yeah, I don't think they've gone. But that would be, you know, all. They tell you if you have a, you know,
it's
an
a
item
potato.
Like that, brand extension is very important.
It's a.
Just kill yourselves.
We have lost the plot.
Just kill yourselves.
We have absolutely. Yep. If we were writers. There'd be an editor that came in and said, guys, what's going on? This thing was cooking right along, and you have absolutely lost the plot. What the hell is with the potato genders?
But the point, for them, they kind of saying, look, we're not, you can still buy the Mr. Potato Head and the Mrs. We're just changing the name of the product to Potato Head. We're dropping, because it originally came out as Mr. Potato Head.
It was a potato that you dressed as a man.
Yeah, and then she came afterwards.
Right. Like most women do, they came second.
Took a rib from the potato. Yeah.
If they come at all. Right, yeah. She ate an apple, I think is how it worked, or a snake told her that being a potato is hard. And this is we have completely lost all logic. All of it. Mr. Potato Head is not detrimental to your child. I can maybe see your case for Barbie being a little bit weird to little girls and maybe making her a little more normal. But that's a parent's job to say that. I could see that. But Mr. Potato Head can't affect your kid's gender decision. It can't even be a less than 1% factor in what's going on in your kid's head, or your kid is in fact crazy.
Well, it was because...
And so are you.
Exactly. That's so
bigger,
are you.
That's the bigger issue.
You're right.
More so than your
the
kid.
The parents are the ones that won't accept any responsibility in this and are blaming Hasbro for that potato being detrimental.
Good for them.
Yeah, that's great. Who's on the side of this stuff? Where's normal America? I guess we're also afraid that if we're not woke, we get fired.
Yep.
But the potato should never be... If anybody loses their job because they disagree with the potato move in Hasbro... We're over it. Well, he went nuts on the air about the potato having gender, and we all know that that can be detrimental to a young child struggling.
Had to go away.
Your kid can have also, like, all sorts of mental disorders getting too close to that potato, you know? Like, if a potato becomes real,
yeah,
and you're giving it way too much validity, it's throw it away. Say, okay, we can't play with a potato anymore. Something's wrong with Johnny. He's in my dress again.
God.
It's the potato's fault, honey. Well, no, maybe he's just got a disorder. Well, we got to buy a gender-neutral potato head. What do you dress gender-neutral potato head as? A Mercury? What do you put on a gender-neutral potato head?
Again, it's a brilliant way. I mean, it's line extension.
Why don't you just... It's the same toy. You choose how to dress it. You buy a Mrs. Potato Head and put him in the Mr. Potato Head's clothes. You've made some social experiment.
And every kid has done half and half.
Oh, what?
Half girl,
half
boy.
Oh, I thought you meant by hooker standards. That's on the menu. That's usually an extra 30
bucks.
Oh,
is that it? From a potato?
Well, in the future, we've given them so much reality. It's next prostitute, half and half potato head.
So now I got to search for that on Alex's computer.
Oh,
now,
my
too.
God.
Next up, real American hero. G.I. Gender Fluid.
Oh, jeez.
That's right. All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Jeff Brown said, well, there goes Mr. T's comeback. Now it's just T. He can't be Mr. T anymore. It makes kids confused. So being secure in your decision-making is confusing to someone who isn't. And that is somehow or another something I have to change. Because I'm cisgender, and I know it. Cisgender, and I know it. That makes someone who's going through a struggle my victim. Is that what I'm to believe?
Wow.
You should know that by 3 years old.
Like if I'm comfortable with who I am too much
then
around someone who's not, I'm bullying in some way.
Yeah.
You should know that at 3. If you don't know it by 5, we're going to hold you back another year in
That's
kindergarten.
Right. We're going to make you play with potatoes until you dress one gender neutral. We'll figure it out. And I know it's a real problem. I'm just saying we're making things that aren't problems part of it, and it becomes bigger than it needs to be. Oh, you're right. When you started that story with, oh, you'll love this, you couldn't have nailed it more. So no more toys of gender. Mm. Like a cowboy. The kids play with cowboys.
You know, again, it's about the name. I guess, yeah, for some reason,
but
the word.
But you're
why
an
would,
idiot.
Then if you're not doing that, why would you
it's about the name,
then
we
anyway.
Need to be cow persons.
Then you're saying the word mister is toxic. Not the potato head, not what you dress him as, the word mister.
Yeah.
So the elimination of
that's what yeah.
that, of that identifier, is the toxicity of the potato.
Look, we don't want it to, you know,
man,
piss these kids off.
It was a toy for poor people. Way back in the day when they'd take potatoes and dress them up.
You could only
real potatoes.
You could only put the limbs in so many times, then the hole gets too loose and the
that's
one
ladies,
will fall out.
What Brady just said, let that be a lesson.
Yep.
You stuff too many things in that hole and it gets too loose. Nobody wants to play with it anymore. ladies, your vagina is just like a potato.
You
got to
be gentle with it.
You keep jamming stuff in there. Eventually, it's going to rot and stink. Now, that's a real problem, Brady. Your comparison of potato heads and how not to stab them over and over and make too many holes.
Yeah.
That's a life lesson. Limited amount of sticks inside the potato, ladies. God, I don't even understand what's happening. And I'm not, that isn't a get off my lawn old man moment. That is just a, who's with me? Is anybody, nobody's on the other side of this thing.
No.
Not a soul.
All I think is like, well, this is a way to get, you know, Mr. Potato Head on the,
oh,
some PR, and now people, will people run to get the,
oh, yeah, they're going to be people buying them up left and right.
Yeah, the woke world.
And then you get the new ones.
The weirdos that want their neighbors to think that they're the most woke people on the planet. Well, we don't get the toxic Mr. Potato Head. Our child dresses it as a neutral. What does that mean? Brett and I were just talking. I just mentioned it online. Did you see that lunatic that wants to say math is racist because the answers are absolute?
And what?
She's on the news, like real nationwide news, saying that math is needs to be more objective because it doesn't always apply.
Let me see if I can find it.
To the to inner city people. She goes, sometimes 2 and 2 isn't 4 to some people.
Get the F out of here.
Oh, yeah. But you can't say, well, yes, it is. She says you're racist.
We need to start saying that.
She brought
that
up
more.
The word like it's racist to think that it's always an absolute. This Looney Tunes. Math is racist. And I don't know. And to be honest with you, I have to think that that's somewhat manufactured by the news people to have a crazy person on and try to take them seriously to get us.
And then that's clickbait.
Tons of click. Because there's nothing you can say about math that isn't universal. Now, quantum physics, and you start getting into the depths of different numbers, and 4 has more than just that number, so there's a bunch in between. You start getting into the weird stuff that no one knows.
I just want to be in the room when one parent comes over, like they set up a play date with their kids, like they have an old Mr. Potato. Honey, we are leaving.
We are leaving. Jeffrey, grab your high heels. We are leaving this house.
Play
I
with
cannot
that?
Believe. Yeah, get your parasol, Jeffrey. We're leaving this house. Did you find it?
Yeah, I just sent it to Toledo. Oh. So
this. Wait till you hear this, Brady. Oh, this is going to be an all-day sucker now. We're not doing any Guadalupe Squares. This is all of a sudden the Broomhead show. Because this I couldn't believe. I saw this, and then Brett and I watched the whole thing. I went off. But this is why I think that if they gave me bone cancer, I'd be like, that's cool.
I believe you because – and this isn't a shot at Fox News because CNN would do the same thing. But because it's on Fox
but
News,
watch, look.
I have a feeling
that – sounds like we may be mischaracterizing it. If you can quickly sum it up.
No, that's not mischaracterizing it at all. Math is basically racist under this ideology because it says there is no such thing as an objective reality. So 4 might not be the right number. 2 plus 2 might actually equal 5.
Yeah, that's her argument. There's no objective answer. It's all absolutes.
She's got a.
They're taking some.
Like, can you believe they are buying into this?
But somehow or another,
Fox wants to interview me.
Right, and that's where I kind of.
That's the Fox line there. The blurb says Gates Foundation bankrolls woke education organization.
Yeah. The WEO.
So they're blaming this on Bill Gates somehow.
Well, it got past the person reviewing all the money donations. Wow. This seems like a good foundation here.
Yeah, the woke education. They just didn't realize that they were going to say that because absolute answers exist in math, that's not going to be fair to anybody outside of whites and Asians? I don't know whose guy. I'm terrible at math. I would love for 2 plus 2 to equal something else sometimes because I don't always get it right. I should be the one arguing for math to have multiple answers because I'm an idiot. Oh, Brady. Goddamn Mr. Potato Head. He'll always be a man. You know what I'm going to start making? Little plastic dicks and sell them aftermarket Potato Head dicks. Make your potato a man again.
So apparently she's taking some heat online. I don't know what this says, but apparently it's her explaining something.
Yeah. Thank you to so many of you who defended me today, who sent me amazing messages.
it really did mean a lot. Listen, this was like not the most fun thing I've ever been through. And I just appreciate your support more than I can tell. Now, like, I always push back on people who do me dirty because I believe that you have to stand up for yourself and you have to show people how to treat you. I think that if you don't push back on people who are doing you wrong, then you leave the door open for other people to do the same. But I just really want to thank you again for all the support. It's made it a lot easier.
I can't listen to her. Because you know why? She's in a really nice hotel room. And let me tell you something, you moron. If the construction crew didn't have objective math, that lamb beam holding that whole building up, 2, 5, whatever, close enough, put it in there, that whole thing's collapsing on you. So math has to be absolute. Ask anyone who's built anything ever.
Then how do we grade on it?
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you grade on it. Look at the building across the way. You think the LGE people are sitting there going, close enough with their drawings?
4 or 5.
Yeah, 4 or 5, close enough. We got you'd have buildings that look like, you know, they'd all be circular.
Watch back when they did that documentary. Idiot. When they're building the building for in China, the Olympics, the welding that they had on the frame. Remember that nest, the bird's nest that they made? Uh-uh. It was like fractions of an inch had to have designed on that.
Or it'll collapse.
Yes.
By the way, Doctor.
Bank One Ballpark, Chase Field, is the largest span of mobile concrete. The math had to be so precise on that because otherwise some of that stuff will come – it's moving. You don't know the tonnage that those things are moving every time that roof opens in 5 goddamn minutes.
Mm-hmm. You don't know what is over. It's absolute.
Thank God math is absolute because if it wasn't, you'd be sitting at that ballpark going, well, you know, this building was built on racist math. And good, crumble in on you idiots. Let's put everyone who believes that in a brand new stadium built with this new math – and then open the roof and watch it collapse on them and get rid of this whole group.
I built it like some of my recipes. By sand.
Bam!
Just a peck of ass.
That's what I don't want my architect doing. Bam! I don't want Emerald to build that. Bam! A little bit of that. How much was that? I don't know. Pinch. Bam! Do you have a tape measure? Close enough. My fingers and my eyes do all the work.
So she's in a fight with another doctor on her Instagram page and it says, by the way, you're counting cupcakes wrong and clearly eating too many.
For the win.
Game over.
Finish her. Oh, Brady, you got me all angry. When I do my taxes.
Sorry.
This guy says, okay, when I do my taxes, can I use that racist math? See how the IRS likes it. Fact. Oh, I'm getting angry.
I've got some science news.
Yeah, it doesn't matter anymore. That's racist, too. Science is all objective. That is objective. Everything.
Hello, my friends. I'm Professor Brady Bogan. This is your science news.
The potato has no gender.
Science. Math is real.
I gotta take a lap. My car goes 14 miles an hour. I can't get out of first gear.
I don't know if you've taken a look at any of this, the footage that the Mars rover and throwing out, and how it puts the pictures together. But the HD camera, if they have it, it layers it.
Oh,
like millions of layers, and then it comes in HD.
Cool.
But it, Kirby pulled some stuff up yesterday, and they're showing a little bit of the footage, and it's going on. But we couldn't figure out. It's okay. How long does it stay there, and then after the Mars, does it come back, or does it go?
What are you talking about?
The rover. I mean, the rover, they leave there, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
They're not bringing it back.
And then it has a drone,
too. It's the 6th one on the planet.
Like, yeah, we leave them there until they run out. And, you know, future generations will be like, there was life on Mars because we're leaving our junk up there.
Exactly.
But what the there's a hidden message on the parachute they showed.
Not so hidden.
Turns out the super nerds at NASA used patterns in the parachute to spell out a message in binary computer code.
Right.
And it translated, it says, dare mighty things.
Yeah, binary code is racist.
It's not absolute.
No, can't be. 1001001.
The next time you want someone to believe in a lie, just try to answer faster. A study in France found we're less likely to believe someone if they pause before they answer the question.
I don't know where your wallet is.
I do.
That was a little slow.
That was a little slow.
I think you found it. Clearly was the one lying. I have no idea where your money is. Sorry.
A conspiracy theory made the rounds this week, claiming that snow that fell on Texas was man-made.
Yeah.
A lot of people were posting videos showing it wouldn't melt, even if you put a lighter to it. Instead, it turned black. But there's science behind it.
Okay.
when you hold a lighter up to a snowball, it does melt. It just, it's hard to tell because the structure of the snowflake wicks the water away. So it absorbs back into the snowball instead of dripping off it. So it takes a little time. The other thing is
wait, this was done to prove whether or not man
froze Texas. Because they said that not only would it wouldn't melt, you could see it turn black. That was the soot from the lighter.
If you
take a lighter and you take a flame to plexiglass or whatever, you'll see.
So this girl here, this 20-year-old girl, is outside trying to light the snow and prove that some Bond madman.
They dumped the artificial snow.
Poured
to
snow
this.
And mildly inconvenienced Texas for a week.
Yeah.
Fresh ice for fresh snow for all the haters.
For all the haters.
That's right, because you guys have, look here, on like 90 acres of land, too. Looks like a nice place. And she's going to melt snow on the internet and prove that this was evil genius at work rather than actual weather.
Come on, flame. Snowball.
It's a good snowball button. She made a really tight one.
Not melting.
Yeah, she's doing that one. Actually, open.
It is melting because you can see the heat trailing.
It's completely melting.
Come on, flame. There's a flame. Come on.
Yeah, the water from the snowball is dripping onto your flame.
Like, I'm going to trust this broad with science. Look at this moron.
You could have stopped right there with your sexism.
Like, I'm going to trust a broad. That's absolute, too. That is absolute.
Like, I'm going to trust a broad in her backyard with science. Get in the kitchen.
Holding the spatula.
The oven is hot enough. That's all you need to worry about with flames. Get the food in the firebox.
Dummy.
Yeah, well, no, the dummies are the ones who believe them.
Yeah, that's even worse.
A scientist at Stanford University has a new theory why Zoom calls feel so exhausting. Basically, it's because they're too intimate. Huh? So they're triggering the parts of our brain that make us want to either fight or mate. And that's stressful.
What? No.
Fight or mate instead of fight or flight? Yeah, yep.
I have that.
Fight or...
I'll punch you or I will. Absolutely. I am like Hank 3.
Your choice.
Zoom meetings are exhausting because you're in sweatpants on your couch. You're not at a workplace. You're not in a suit. You're in comfy clothes because you're doing it at home. Zoom meetings are hard. We do the Zoom podcast with Caliendo, and he's just like, I can't do this anymore. It's too hard. The technology's boring. Everything's so we're just going to wait until we get back in the studio. And he's right because I was in sweats drinking tequilas. Yeah.
That's what we were doing on our jock meetings a while back.
Yep. Just
everybody's up. Just getting lit.
Just getting guzzly drunk. Even Tripp. Yeah, me too. And if you're drinking, I am. And we had these work meetings where we just sat and drank and giggled because it's not real.
I've got a couple of quick wild worlds.
All right. And go.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan, and this is your wild, wild world.
That potato head thing's got us late. It's my fault.
Got a diver in Australia that... posted a little funny picture. He came across this Priapulin, which is known in the ocean as the sea penis.
Holy cow, that's a sea dick if I've ever seen one.
Named after Priapus, the Greek god of generative power.
Generative?
Or generative. Yeah, generative.
I don't know what either is. I don't know what that word is. To generate power?
Yeah.
That is a dick, all right. Look at that.
Dancing on the bed.
Whoa. Whoa is
Whoa.
Right.
Paging Mr. Bobbitt. Mr. J.W. Bobbitt.
We have another animal in Australia. His name is Barak. Not making
Why?
It up.
Why would
Man.
You?
Man.
This guy had a serious fleece. Check it out.
We're still getting dicks covered. On the screen.
Yeah, why are there dicks all over the TV? Put those down. Toledo, it's like you just opened your son's top drawer.
I know.
Oh, no, wait, they're white. What is that? That's just a bucket of dicks. What did you
bucket
just show
of,
us?
Bucket
I've always
dicks.
Heard about that.
Yeah, the sea penises that
oh,
he was talking
that,
to you about.
They look different in that picture.
Yeah,
that looked like
those were uncut.
Yeah, that looked like
circumcised.
Bunch of Catholic ones.
Bucket of sea peni.
Yeah, this is I'm looking at a sheep that got shorn.
Yeah, but that's pretty heavy coat there. You don't
sure
see that
is.
Too often.
And you can see that at bosskupd.com.
Yeah,
heavy coated lamb.
I'll put Barak up
All
there.
All right.
Oh, man.
I didn't name it.
Don't bleat his name anymore.
Jeez. Let's get to some radio videos.
All right. Are we still in Wild America?
That's your wild, wild world. Thank you.
Sure. Well?
A couple of videos here. He's airdropping them right now. Gotta.
Well, you have to fill. You can't just stare at us. I don't know what's
going
on.
I got it from the
from yesterday.
Girls getting hurt. Which one do you want?
Right.
Big Brother or the bunk bed?
All of them.
Bunk bed. Bunk bed.
All right.
Yeah. Bunk
girl
bed.
Girl does a somersault into the bunk
bed.
Yeah,
because the sound is solid.
All right, let's have it. Let's fire her over. She does a somersault on the bottom or somersault.
Oh,
and that's her head hitting
that's
the top.
Smack. Right.
That's a good little intro. I'm spoiled with girls getting hurt and it being much worse than that. That's just a bumped head. That's a pretty good face to top of bunk.
No, I didn't send you that one. No?
The Big Brother farted on a little girl.
Yeah.
Again?
I skipped over that.
That's it, Toledo? Don't do that. That's
not a girl getting hurt.
You're off the grid.
What the hell is this?
You're off the grid.
That's Gilbert mom funny. What's wrong with you? That's beneath us, little kids getting farted on.
It's not beneath Brady.
Unless it's Brady unless it's Brady actually doing it.
This is a guy pulling, it's pretty cool. He's doing a little selfie, got the selfie stick.
And he's on a ski-doo.
The pipeline, but you have to see he peels right off the
He jumped off the ski-doo.
Onto the surfboard.
That's pretty amazing.
It is pretty amazing.
Is it Kelly Slater?
It is Kelly Slater, I think.
Yeah. No, it's not. He's Australian. But that's pretty neat. Huh. Nothing bad happening here, though. These are all success stories.
Yeah.
This is not what I've come to love
about
the Brady.
I just want a little sport. What is this? Cool video. Yeah. This is cool.
Right.
To
we'll get that later.
We got a parkour guy, I think.
All right. Now this is a nut splitter. Brett and I are finally going to be happy.
There is. I got one nut splitter for
you,
too. But the parkour guy is.
Oh, you want the nut splitter first? Let's do the nut splitter first.
Okay.
We'll do the nut splitter first. I don't understand this. What's going on with the nut splitter guy?
All right.
Why is this happening?
Kid kicking another kid in the nuts at the mall.
And then check out his chest.
Yes, sir.
And then his heart jumps out of his chest?
It's beating. Yeah, the skin is pounding out of his chest.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. Some homeless guy with no ribs.
I think it's proven that his balls went to his chest, maybe, after the kick.
Is that a special effect, or does that guy's heart really do that? It's on the outside.
I don't know, but this is quite the leap on the parkour.
We parkour's down about 35. The rocky stairs,
it looks like it, yeah.
Oh!
That's a couple ankles broken.
Nope.
Man, kid's like rubber. That's a great big jump. Why would you even think about doing that?
Crazy.
Oh, God, those are his ankles hitting the ground.
Man.
Woo.
That one Jeremy sent us yesterday.
Oh.
The tower leap. I don't even know.
That's a dead guy.
That's a dead guy.
It's a guy killing himself. Yeah. He jumps off of a radio tower and goes face down into the ground, kind of bounces up, and then the camera goes and walks over to him. And all his bones are sticking out.
The legs, for sure.
Yeah, that's no fun to look at. Let's take a look.
The bounce was...
Ugh. Eesh. Anyway, well, there you go.
There you have it.
Better late than never. I'm sorry I'm so confident that my penis identifies. Oh, there's that video, too, of the one, the dude riding on the bridge.
Oh, yeah, that one.
On his mountain
bike. That's insane.
Put that up on Facebook. Even if you're not afraid of heights, that'll freak you out. Oh, that's Action Ride Shop stuff right there. Those guys.
Oh yeah, those guys
would
do that in a heartbeat. Yeah.
And meanwhile, Brett and I are walking across
the
bridge,
carrying our bikes, crying.
You guys are insane. I don't see the trail. Just ride where the white dots are, Josh. I don't see the white dots.
That is.
Do you even bike, bro?
Do you even bike, bro?
That way, all the little
training wheels,
dots of chalk are out on the trails.
Yes,
on
the sides of the mountain. Where
what is going on here?
I always just assumed it's where the helicopters. See that line to know where the person's hit. Nope, that's for guys who are crazy.
Even Alex mountain goats are like, no,
yeah,
no, I'm out.
Mountain goats
are
like, there's got to be a better path.
We'll find it.
These guys are going on. And then they're like, what are you going to do? Hit your front brakes, get the back out, slide down a little bit. I'm like, I'm going to walk.
Yeah.
I'm going to walk what you guys are doing. I am not anywhere near good enough to do what it is you're doing. Plus, I'm having a minor anxiety attack because I'm with strangers. You don't understand my psyche. I want to go home real, real bad. It's 8:27, and they're such nice people.
Oh, they're great, but they'll embarrass you if you go ride with them.
Absolutely. In fact, I haven't ridden a bike since. Josh told me that he was going to get a ride before your surgery. I'm like, I think I'm going to sell them. I know a guy at Action Ride Shop, Josh. I think I'm going to sell my bikes because what I've been doing is pansy-ass baby nonsense. I just threw a couple pitches to Barry Bonds in his prime, and I can't call myself a pitcher anymore. There's your Brady Report. It's brought to you by our friends at Hooters. It's 98.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
We're going to do a quick fireside chat since it's Friday, and we promised throughout this pandemic to give you guys a voice, although it's tending to be the same six idiots that keep rolling through. But we've had a lot of new people, but if you haven't been on for a while, we have a suggestion for the chats today. Can we please, please, John, get some of these gender issue idiots on the air for discussion, logical or otherwise? I don't understand their argument. Why are you wiping gender identifications away? I would love for someone to try to clearly define the issue. I'm with you, Kevin. And we won't bash it. If you're one of those people that believes that Mr. Potato Head needs to not have a gender, I want to hear why. We have a couple listeners that have kids that are that have made the swaparoo.
We might bash you afterwards.
Oh, sure. When we hang up on it. It's the American way, yeah. Right? After we're done talking, it goes, that Looney Tunes, don't you believe that? No wonder their kid's a mess. That kind of stuff. We'll say that kind of garbage after we hang up on it. But it's a safe space while you're right. On, right? And Scott says, man, poor Brady. His Mr. Potato Head never made it. Never had clothes on. It only had sour cream and chives. Was quickly eaten. Cannibal.
I went through so many of them.
Brady never had a Mr. or Mrs. You slaughtered them.
I had a Mr. Potato Bar.
The sneeze guard and everything?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand anything. Guy says, oh, by the way, I also believe that math is not absolute. Now take a look at my 11-inch wang. Yeah, how can math? The whole shebang's gone bananas.
Signed Barry Wood.
Barry Wood. So hard. Barry Wood would never say 11 inches because that's insulting to that 14-inch hog he's carrying around. How big is that?
They'll show you what's absolute.
It's that thing's got to be at least a foot. Got at least 13. Google that. Put that in your search history, Brett. How big in inches or feet is Barry Wood's dork? It's huge. Yeah, everybody, and I've not heard one person email me, which is why I believe there's something else going on, that the simulation is a complete farce, that this is all for us to argue. I don't know a soul that thinks math is racist, and yet it's perpetuated through news sources, so we have these discussions. I can't believe it's a thing. I can't believe there's ever I remember when I was in school, they had a big thing when I was at Dobson, because we were a mostly white school. I mean, I think there were like 6 black kids that went to Dobson when I was there. It was just the way the neighborhood worked. It wasn't because we were keeping them out. It's just how it was. And there was a kind of a grassroots campaign to make all the testing more fair to people of color. And I don't think the kids understood it. I think the teachers understood it less. And I remember Mr. DeLargo's class was some sort of critical thinking literature. I don't remember what he was, social studies, something or other. But he was teaching us that. He's like, what do you guys think? And nobody had an answer. But he said, do you think that the questions need to be more relatable to somebody from a different, part of life, of socioeconomic or otherwise? And, I didn't understand what's relatable about a problem, a question, because I couldn't relate to any of what was going on. I never understood. Henry is 6 feet tall. This tree is 60 feet tall. Henry's shadow is 13 feet long. The tree is this. What is the correlate? I'm like, I can't relate to any of these people. And the argument back then was Henry has 5 apples. That it made people feel bad who couldn't afford 5 apples. I'm like, Henry's not even real. And besides that, what are we digging around in his pockets to find out what kind of money he's got? Just figure out the 5 apple situation. That's not racist. But they were saying, well, some people who don't come from fortunate situations couldn't do math, couldn't grasp the concept of somebody actually just going out and buying a couple $100 worth of groceries. So somehow or another, that changed the question. I'm like, what? How? And that's when it all started to spin. Like, wait a minute, just don't include names, or I don't understand that. So they had the questions, which were, and black comedians used to make fun of it all the time. If he shot 17 times, how many are left in his clip? It's like, what are we supposed to do? You make it race specific questions to get to the same answer.
Does he have a clip extender? I mean,
right? Yeah. I mean, did he get? Is it illegal?
Three if it's a 10 clip.
Because if you've got one of those booster things. I don't know how many go in those. This guy could have anything. So then math isn't absolute in that. But and as Guy said, I'm an engineer. Tell that lady in the building, if math wasn't absolute, it would be a pile of rubble. for structural reasons, it has to be. So, but I have to think.
I understand people debating whether or not a hot dog is a sandwich or a separate deal.
That's a quality debate.
You have some arguments on both sides.
Merit on both sides, and it really spins me. But it's
I'm
the
not
same thing.
The math side.
It's the same thing in a Chinaman's hand. It's the same thing in a black man's hand. It's the same thing in a white man's hand. It's a hot dog, either a sandwich or a hot dog.
But is it absolute?
But it doesn't change depending on who holds it. But it is absolute.
Whereas
is it?
Math,
I don't know. Now you've got me confused.
Math, it seems like it would be. It is absolute, but maybe I'm missing
math
the point.
Math is absolute.
That's what I would think.
It has to be.
You can give you plenty of examples where it has to be.
Yeah.
It's not.
Approximations. I'll tell you right now. It's like, it's just 7 or 8 inches. When we're talking about wieners and stuff. 7 or 8 inches. It's approximate. That's not math. It's
there's
a guessing
leeway.
Game. You're not doing math when you're just throwing an approximate around because it's not math at that point.
Asking, if you were to, 2 plus 2, will you give me within 1 or 2 on that? You know,
right.
5 or 3.
But then you get multiple 2 plus 2s, and I'm giving you 1 or 2. And the next thing you know, the building has a 90-degree slope for a roof. It can't be done.
Then they'll have to bring in the curve.
I have to
believe. Because everyone failed.
I have to believe it's all designed to make us bicker. Because there isn't a soul out there who's saying, that's real. That's a thing. There's an Oregon school that says that math, somebody sent me the article on it. Math is proof of white supremacy because it comes to absolute right answers. The goal of math is to get to an absolute right answer, and that is the basis of white supremacy.
I hate people.
And there's an Oregon school board that's actually looking into that. And I hate people too because of that, because that's
ridiculous.
That's just antagonizing and it's dividing. That's the divisiveness. That's true racism. Is saying, well, you can't do math the same way as us because our way's going for the correct answer, and you guys won't always get it, so we need to change standards.
Way, it's got
to
be our way.
It's true.
Which is the same
Brady, if I'm
resort.
Telling you that I'm a white supremacist and 2 plus 2 is 4 to me, but I'm also kind of open-minded about the whole thing, so I understand that most people of color won't get to absolute answers because for whatever reason they just can't. That's true racism, to believe that my answer is the correct one, but – we're gonna move that. We're gonna shift it a little bit so people who aren't exactly qualified can get to an answer and still feel right. Because people from the ghetto and people from other countries aren't gonna come up with absolute answers based on me. But white people didn't invent math. It's not. It's in absolute for a reason. So saying it's white supremacists is the divisiveness that creates the problem.
I'd say it's Asian supremacist with that.
Oh, my God. And I want it to be. Look, I want a team of Asians doing my math problems.
Damn right.
I think that's great. You want to call it racist, go ahead. I'm going to be the one with all the absolute answers. Yeah, but you didn't give it a chance to have leeway on either side. Fine. I had Asians. I'm down to decimal point good on this. These guys know pi. Not like Brady, but they know pi.
Yeah.
I got you excited there.
See the deal here? You get 4 items for $5.
Whew.
Why don't you grab 5 and walk out the door?
Right.
Hand them the $5 bill with your 5 items. Good luck.
Yep. At the end of the day.
You'll find out what absolute is.
Yeah. Try to balance your books with here or there and see how long your business lasts. Because you're going to get in trouble for stealing.
Yeah, I'm sure the bank would be okay with that.
Oh, sure.
Oh, just send us whatever.
Yeah.
It's close enough.
Round that up, would you?
Yeah.
Because I don't really think my check's absolute. I like it to be a little higher.
Yeah, go in there and tell Trip to it.
Yeah.
It's like pennies? That's fine.
I'll show you absolute.
Oh, you're absolutely fired. Bye. 1 plus 1 is leave. Yeah, I don't get it.
2 trillion plus 2 trillion is 5 trillion.
Yeah, it works. Yeah, when you start getting into that stuff, because you add the zeros and then 20 plus 20
is
not 40 anymore.
Penny, dime, dollar.
It's not anymore. Yeah, 200 plus 200 is like, thereabouts 400. Well, I'm going to give you the low end on that every time when it comes to money. I don't get it, but I don't think it's real. So I want to hear from somebody. Fireside, chat me if you're in there. 585-9800. I bet your phones don't ring. I want to hear from somebody on the other side of this argument that thinks that the potato head needs to be gender neutral and that math is not absolute because it's racist if it is. I want to hear from you. Still nobody?
Or do you think it's a difference maker that the fact that they changed the product name That's right. The only thing that's drawn. Because you're afraid now we're getting too much pressure by calling it Mr. Potato Head, the brand.
And is it all just about advertising? In the end, we got you talking about the Potato Head.
Which
I think that's part of it.
That's it? That's how stupid society is?
Yeah.
I think you might be right.
Yeah.
Look at the firestorm.
Yeah, because it stirred everybody up. But we got to stop listening to idiots. We got to go back to a time where when morons spoke out loud, they were dismissed. They weren't given platforms. Thank you, Twitter. Thank you, Facebook. Thank you, Instagram, for giving idiots a platform.
What's going to happen to Toledo's kid?
Thanks, Zuckerberg. You ruined everything. It's
what's going to happen to Toledo's kid at Dairy Queen when the guy says, I want a Mr. Misty? It's Misty.
It's right. You can't have a Mr. Misty anymore. You have a gender fluid Misty. I don't want gender fluid in my Misty. That sounds gross.
It ruins it.
Who put their gender fluidity in my Misty?
Ugh.
I keep throwing up white Misty, and I ordered the blue one. There's gender fluid in this. By the way, I think I need a little gender fluid. My check engine light's on.
That's what it's missing.
Probably. It's too masculine a car. Plus, I called him Whitey. My car's nickname is Whitey.
Racist.
The other one I've got in my garage is called Darkie. I've got a black one and a white one. And I call my cars by that. Yeah, but that's it.
Maybe you'll get a call today. We had to put some gender fluid on your crank.
I didn't feel that at all. Racist. But yeah, I think that's the basis of it all, is to make me say your Mr. Potato Head argument's stupid, and then the flip side, the other party says you're against transgenders. Like, it's designed to make you step into something that wasn't even the argument.
Yeah, that is the part that ends up being absolute.
Yeah, that's the part that then you hate transgender people. I'm like, what?
No.
How can you be against this? No. I hate you. I can say that. I do hate. And I hate you, anybody who believes that the Potato Head is the cause.
Just like every bill the government comes up with is absolute.
Yeah.
There's no other extra.
Anyway, we'll get a quick one. I don't think anybody's going to be on that line.
I think they're just all going to agree.
Yeah.
Guys.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll burn through them then. 585-9800. A very fast fireside chat coming up next.
Big, red, and badass.
It's the natural way radio should be. 98.